last Gemara in Masechet Yoma has the famous passage. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Ashreichem Yisrael, you are fortunate or praised Israel." Before whom do you become pure, and who purifies you? Avichem Shabashamayim, your father in heaven. So, you know, if Rabbi Akiva's point is to praise the Jews, there's so much he could praise us for it. You're lucky Jews, you have Torah. You're lucky you have mitzvos. You're lucky you have, you know, prayer. You have a relationship with God. Why say you're so lucky that you become pure before God? Your father in heaven is the one who purifies you. So the Nesiv HaShalom suggests three ideas here. One idea is, perhaps Rabbi Akiva is teaching us that the core of what purifies the Jews is being attached to God. That the more we feel connected to the Almighty, that's where the purity comes from. We may have had many, many sins, but the more we create a deeper sense of attachment with the Almighty and connection to the Almighty, that's what creates the purity. We find that there's this very strange idea. The Gemara says, Atzmo shel yom mechaper, the essence of the day creates atonement. Even if you didn't do tshuva. So if I didn't do tshuva, how did the day create atonement? But maybe the idea is that the essence of the day is that this is a day of feeling closer to God, standing before God and attaching to God. And so the more we attach to God and the more connected we are to God, the more the sins just drop off on their own. Being attached to the Almighty, being connected to the Almighty, that's what creates the great purity. The purity and the purification comes from being attached to God. And when we feel close to God, that's what creates a great degree of forgiveness. We find that David HaMelech committed a terrible sin with Bathsheba. And as a result, he composes chapter 51, which is the chapter of prayer, of sin. And in chapter 51, David HaMelech asks that God give him prophecy. Ruach nediva sismacheni, you know, with the spirit, the generous spirit, you should support me. You should, you know, boost me up with the generous spirit, with ruach kachuch al tikach mimani. Don't take from me your Holy Spirit. It seems very brazen. Here he, you know, just committed this terrible sin with what the Navi presents as a married woman and killing her husband. And David says, give me prophecy. Wow, after such a sin you ask for prophecy? But maybe that's the powerful lesson that David HaMelech is teaching us. No matter whatever my sins are, the key is to be thinking about God and being connected to God and being attached to God. And by being attached to God, that's what enables the sins to fall off. That's what creates the atonement. That's what creates the forgiveness. The dvekus, the attachment with God, that's what elevates the person. When he's an elevated person, so his sins were something else. His sins were when he wasn't an elevated person. Now he's an elevated person. So an elevated person already, he deserves to be forgiven. Another idea is that we find that the various Hasidic books teach that it's a very, very special thing to be very humble. You know, many times a person takes all sorts of credit to himself. I did this, I did that, I'm smart, I'm hardworking, I'm disciplined, and, you know, whatever he credits himself with. But really, the real goal is to realize that none of that is true. We should be very humble. And it's all Hashem. Everything is gifts from Hashem. And we just have to pray and hope that we should merit to have more gifts. But everything is just gifts and kindnesses from the Almighty. And maybe that's a major theme on Yom Kippur, where you have all these bowings. People hear the name of God said, and they all would fall onto the floor and bow. They declare, Baruch Shem Kol Machusel Olam Vod. The idea of bowing down is this idea that it's not me at all. It's all surrender to God. It's all God's doing. Maybe that's even the meaning of the verse. The verse says, V'haya b'yom ahu, it'll be on that day, yitaka b'shofar gadol, it'll be blown in the great shofar. Uvau ha'ovdin be'eretz Ashur. And those who are lost in the land of Ashur will come. Vanidzachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Those who are dispersed in the land of Egypt will come. Yishtachavu la'Hashem ba'ar ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. They're going to bow to God in the holy mountain in Jerusalem. Saying, even if you're Oveg, you're lost, you're a Nidach, you're pushed away, but you could still surrender entirely to God. And when a person surrenders fully to the Almighty, that's what can bring the blessing. That's what can bring the redemption. It's God's doing, and it's not my doing. And maybe that's where Rabbi Akiva says, Lifnei mi'atem mitzaharim, before whom do you become pure? And who purifies you, your Father in heaven? Just like a mikvah makes pure the impure, so too the Almighty makes pure the Jewish people. The idea of comparing the purification to going to a mikvah, when you go into the mikvah, you can't live under the water. You're just surrendering everything and coming out a new person. And that's where the purity comes as well. But through a total surrender to the Almighty, we come out as a new person, and now we are pure. And a third idea of what Rabbi Akiva is suggesting is that maybe Rabbi Akiva is focusing on the fact that it is your Father in heaven who is making you pure. And sometimes a person feels, okay, I sinned, so now God's not interested in me. And the lesson is that no, even if we've sinned, God still is our Father. He still considers us His children. He still considers us close to Him. The Zohar says, if the Jewish people would realize the great love that the Almighty loves the Jewish people, they would lift up their garments and they would scream like lions and run after God. And what the Zohar is trying to say is that a Jew has to believe that even if I've sinned, even if I have many significant sins, you know, sins we read about on Yom Kippur, we read about the sins of, you know, marital relations, Parshas Achremos, Parshas Kedoshim, even if we have those very great sins, God is still with us. And He still loves us, and He's still willing to give us a chance to come back and to change our ways and to become better people. The Rebbe of Avrich said that if a Jew doesn't believe that God is with him despite all of his sins, he's an apikores. He's a heretic. The Rebbe of Kubrin said if somebody has committed a terrible sin and he doesn't have the ability to then get up and really pray to God and pour out his heart like a child to his father, he hasn't even stepped on the first step of being a Jew. Because the first step of being a Jew is to realize that we are the children of Hashem. And our Father loves us, and He gives us chances. And He's the one who's purifying us. And so maybe that's the verse, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The mikveh of the Jewish people is Hashem. So number one, the mikveh makes the Jewish people pure. Namely through annulling ourselves. Yisrael, through Jews being attached to fellow Jews, and being attached to each other, that's what purifies us. And Hashem, being attached to Hashem, that's what purifies us. And so when we enter into Yom Kippur, it's a time to feel that together with other Jews, we are annulling ourselves and surrendering and attaching to God and purifying ourselves and having a loving Father who's willing to give us a chance to redo things and to come back to Him.
Thank you very much.
Have you had any success, Scott, with doing things?